I am so happy and excited to be with you today in Winnemac. I apologize for the condition of my voice in advance, but preaching does that to you sometimes. I don't really need this microphone, and everybody from the House of Prayer would say amen. And if it gets too loud, you can turn it down, turn it off. I don't care. You always want to know if God would somehow help you to understand what He wants you to preach. So the words that come out, we trust that God has a hand in what is said and what is read and how we preach. And we're so concerned for the altar service that God would have His way. And so you're always looking for any indication that you have the mind of God. It's a little known secret, or a not very well known secret, or not a very good secret. Sometimes ministers are not sure that they have the right word for the hour. But I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I believe that this message has been in the works for this church since the first time I visited here. I think that's about a year and a few months ago now. And I have preached here once or twice. But since that time, I think that God has given me a word for New Beginnings Family Fellowship. I have a love for deep bodies of water and the vessels that sail on them. My office, through no fault of my own, is decorated with lighthouses, and through fault of my own, it will continue to be so, because I love them, and I have been blessed to sail upon Lake Michigan and also upon portions of the Atlantic Sea when we journeyed to Newfoundland. And in a place called Twillingate, Newfoundland, Canada, there is perhaps one of the most beautiful and dangerous to shipping, one of the most beautiful places in the world. There is a lighthouse that monitors that ocean highway. It is a beautiful edifice. It shines its light upon what is known as Iceberg Alley. Twillingate is known as the iceberg capital of the world. And I have seen some amazing icebergs floating by, breaking apart. And they are beautiful. And they are highly dangerous. Some 375 miles south of Newfoundland is where the Titanic went down after it struck an iceberg. Beautiful lighthouse at Twillingate, Newfoundland, Canada. This summer, we went up, my family and I went up to Freesoil, Michigan, wherever in the world that is. Population 167. And at least five members of my family make up that population. But while we were up there, we also visited a place near Pentwater, Michigan, called Little Sable Point. There is an old lighthouse sitting there It is a beautiful place, and you can now go up into the lighthouse because they have restored it. And you can look out over the cold waters of Lake Michigan. And it is a wonderful, beautiful view and a wonderful place to visit. It was after I visited that lighthouse that God began to speak to me about this one. This one here in Winnemac. I was struck by the image of the light and the correlation to this beautiful church house that you have established. And I knew one day I would preach a particular message on that subject in this place to this people. So I thank God for the lighthouse that is established in Winnemac, Indiana. And I'm thankful for Brother and Sister Smith who have given their time and their effort, their talent and their treasure. And they have risked their family and their life to monitor this lighthouse in Winnemac, Indiana. So this thought has been in my mind for some time. And my wife, knowing my love for all things nautical and the lighthouses in particular, this week brought to me a picture. Would you bring that up here? She brought me a picture. I'll take the picture. You can set the easel there if you don't mind. This is a picture of a lighthouse that sits in St. Joseph, Michigan. Built in 1846. These lights are still operating today. They are operating to give sailors indication of safe harbor and safe passage. But with all of the lighthouses that exist on the Great Lakes and the rules and regulations governing them, it is estimated that more than 6,000 ships and more than 30,000 lives have been lost in the waters of the Great Lakes. The churches of this world are lighthouse stations on the challenging seas of life. Aren't you glad for lighthouses? This photograph was taken by a local artist by the name of Earl Vandegrift. He is a personal friend of my wife's. He took the picture. He treated it however they do such things. My wife had it framed just for me. And she brought it to me this week. And I said, I'm going to give it away. This church. I'll get myself together here in a minute. This is important to me, and I believe it is important to this church, and I believe it will help to further strengthen the bond that exists between the house of prayer and New Beginnings. When I saw that picture, I knew where it was going. And so I present that to New Beginnings Family Fellowship Church of Winnemac. There will be a plaque forthcoming that will fit, Lord willing, on the bottom of that frame. And a duplicate photograph in the same frame with the same plaque that will hang in my office in Plymouth. The title of this photograph is Red Right Returning. That may not make a lot of sense unless you have some background in sailing or boating, but the term Red Right Returning tells you that as a boater, when you are coming back into the harbor, that you put the lighthouse on the port side of the ship, and on the starboard side of the ship, you keep the red lights of the harbor on your right-hand side. So you sail between red and green lights as you make your way through the narrow passageway into the particular harbor that you are sailing into. And for reasons which I trust will become apparent shortly, I have also titled this message, Red Right Returning. Would you turn in your Bibles to Psalm 107 and beginning with the 23rd verse? It reads like this. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the work of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lift up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bring them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he brings them to their desired haven. God, we thank you today for your word. We ask you, Lord, to minister in this place. Ask God for your anointing, your blessing upon New Beginning Family Fellowship. Understanding, God, that we are embarked upon a great journey. The storms may rage high. The wind will blow. But you promised that you'll bring us to the promised land that you have given to us. And we are asking you for that comfort and that strength in the Holy Ghost, that you would help us to have faith and strength and trust in you, that you might bring us to our desired haven. We thank you, Lord, for the lighthouse that is established here today in Winnemac. And we ask you, God, to help to keep the fire burning in the lamps, that they don't go out, that someone who is lost and cannot see the way might be able, by the shining light of a lighthouse, to find their way home to the harbor of God. And we thank you for it in your name, Jesus. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Sailing is an art. But of course, there are rules that apply. There are laws that exist, and there always are. It doesn't matter what you determine to do in this life. There are rules that apply. There are laws that affect your life. The same principles that apply to the theory of flight also apply to the theory of sailing. Lift and weight and thrust and drag impact sailing every bit as much as they affect flying. Look it up on the internet. Not now, of course. If you ignore the laws of nature, you do so at your own peril. If you attempt to bypass even one of them, you may find yourself grounded on the rocks or swept out to sea or perhaps capsized in deep waters, clinging to any bit of floating wreckage, praying for rescue. The sea is cruel and uncaring. It's not concerned with your welfare. The sea has no emotion whatsoever. It simply is. It exists, and at times calm, serene, and beautiful, and at other times brutally violent and destructive, but always moving, always changing. It never sits still, and such is life for us in this day today. Life never sits still. It's always changing, always moving, and the sea of life is constantly different than it was the day before. Cross her, and you will pay the price exacted by the winds and the waves. The sea makes no exception for the rich or the poor. It does not care about age, position, or power. Better men than you and I have tried to tame her, to control her. Better men have tried to bend her to their will, but the inventions of men have and always will be at best only temporary in their success to tame the wild waves. They either wear out, wear down, wash out, or die, but they neither control nor conquer the proud waves of the sea. You don't have enough intellect. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough strength to be able to survive on the sea alone. We learn to sail from the moment of birth by observation, through education, by trial and error. We learn to sail. We begin by floating only in calm waters and progressively hone our skills until we believe that we have the ability to sail alone. We decide we're going to navigate our own course. We leave the safety of the harbor and set sail for worlds unknown. We are the captains of our own ship. We are the determinants of our own destiny. Nobody can tell us which way we're going to go. Nobody can tell us how long we're going to stay out. Nobody can tell us when we're going to return home to the harbor. We are in control of our destiny, and we are sailing the ship according to our own decision. Spirit is the wind that powers us through the waters of life, and we believe that we have and understand this sailing thing. We've got it figured out. We know how to operate our craft in any condition. We've got it figured out. After all, the sun is shining, the breeze is gently blowing, We can see clearly now. The rain is gone. We can see all obstacles between us and the deep blue sea. But in the distance, just off the horizon, there rises a small cloud, maybe just the size of a man's hand. Nothing to worry about. Just another beautiful sunset coming our way on the sea of life. Nothing to be concerned about. But what is this? A subtle, almost undetectable shift in the wind. The waves just a little bit more choppy than they were before. The rolling tide begins to rise and fall in greater, more rhythmic motion than before. And the sky grows dark. If you've ever been on great waters, you understand little waves that make their way to the seashore. But when you are on deep water, you begin to see the little waves dancing across the front and a larger, more rhythmic motion in the ocean at large that begins to rise and fall. And the ship moves up and down, not according to the little wave that you can observe with your eyes, but according to a greater power that moves beneath the surface. And the more the wind blows, the greater those billows rise. And the sky darkens. Another sailor, perhaps one wiser, in another time and place, might decide to play it safe and return to port, but not you. No, you trim the sails and determine that we are going to stay the course. You can ride it out, but the rain begins to fall, making visibility difficult. The wind picks up greater than it did before. The sails billow out and begin to snap in the wind, and your little boat leans over into the wind as you struggle to keep her on the course that you have set. The storm strengthens, and you realize too late that you need help, but there is no help in the middle of your private storm. You bring the ship about as wave after wave begins to wash over the bow. Now it becomes a race between your craft and the crashing waves. The waters lift the little boat to the sky on the crest of the wave and then slam it back down into the trough, as if intent on ripping it apart and taking it down to the bottom. The seams start to loosen, and you wonder, am I going down in this storm, never to be seen again? There seems to be no hope for your craft. Too far from shore, too far from help, and too far from God. Panic starts to set in, and you can feel it clutching at your heart, constricting your airways as it makes it difficult to breathe. You realize the trouble that you're in, but nowhere is there any hope in sight. Nowhere is there one faint light. Nowhere is there another ship, and even if there were, they're too busy trying to save themselves to render you any assistance whatsoever. Somewhere in the darkness, you whisper a faint, desperate prayer called up from a distant memory. God, can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? Somewhere on the horizon. A faint glimmer of light shines through the darkness. A beacon of hope. But where is it coming from? How do I reach it? You realize that what you see, that light, rises and disappears with the waves. It's the light from a lighthouse sitting somewhere on a hillside. It's been shining all the time. Its light has never gone out because somebody somewhere on their knees in prayer has been directed by God to add some oil to the lamp to ensure that it continues to shine through the darkness. It must shine through the darkness because there are souls out there on life's seaway that need to be able to find their way. And if there is no light shining, they will be lost forever in the darkness of hell. But there's a light on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. And when I'm tossed, it sends out a beautiful light that I might see. And somebody is trimming the light. And somebody is making sure that it stays lit through the storm, through the darkness, through the rising billows of the night. The lamp has to stay lit. Don't let it go out. Don't let it falter. Don't let it flicker. Keep it shining brightly. There's somebody that needs to see that light. From the far recesses of your mind come a forgotten lesson learned way back in Sunday school. Come and play, Emily. Read, right, returning. Red, right, returning. But what does it mean? What did they tell me? On Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sin's demands were paid, and rays of hope for tomorrow across our paths were laid. I see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary. Its waves which reach the throne of God are sweeping over me. And the blood that stained the cross of Calvary is the blood that washes white as snow. The red-stained cross still leads us home. The cross of Calvary is our beacon of hope. It's our light. And if we keep it on the right side, with a lighthouse on the left side, we'll be able to make it through a straight and narrow water passageway that leads us straight to heaven, to our safe harbor somewhere. It's a straight gate, a narrow passageway that leads us home. It's still repentance. It's still baptism in Jesus' name. It's still the infilling of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in other tongues. It's still the waterway. It's still the light today, baptized in Jesus' name. I wish somebody would stand in this place today. And I wish you would one more time lift your hands to the light of heaven, to the light of the gospel. Would you worship him in this place today? Would you be thankful for the lighthouse that exists in this world today to shine a light on my poor and lost soul. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody worship him in this place. He'll hold you in the middle
when
of yourself.
The waves come crashing
He'll
down.
Be there.
He
in
will
the
hold
midst.
You through it all.
In spite of the storm, in spite of the wind, in spite of the waves, he'll hold
when
you.
The tempest rages
when the tempest
all
rages,
and he'll hold you.
He's there to guide you
Put
home.
Your feet on
he's there to keep you.
Ground.
Keep the he'll red light on the right hand side. Keep it on the right hand side as you return
down,
to the Savior of your soul.
You
find your way through the straits. Find your way through that narrow passageway. Find your way back to Calvary. Find your way back to Calvary. Find your way back to Jesus. Find your way back to the church. The light is still shining. The light is still shining bright.
When the waves come crashing down, he will hold you through it all. Storms may come, storms may go, the pain may linger like melting snow, the wind may toss you to and fro. But he'll hold you through it all. He'll hold you when the tempest rages all around. And he'll hold you. Plant your feet on solid ground. He'll hold you when the waves come crashing down.
The name of the Lord. There's one more thing that I would like to do today. And I don't want to diminish or subdue the will of God. But would you all just spread out around this room and form a circle, and would you join hands together so that we have a complete unbroken circle of everyone in this room. Thank you. God, I pray your blessing upon New Beginnings Family Fellowship. I pray your spirit would come down and move in this place in greater measure than it already has. I pray, God, that the light would burn brighter than it ever has. I pray, God, that your light would never go out. Make this a great lighthouse for your name, Jesus. Let it be done in Jesus' name. I wish somebody would agree with me. Would you clap your hands if you agree in the Holy Ghost? Make this a wonderful lighthouse. Hallelujah, Jesus.
He'll hold you when the tempest rages all around. And he'll hold you.
Thank you, Jesus. I wonder if all young people could gather around the front from House of Prayer and from Winnemac. If all of our young people could gather in with all of the young people from the House of Prayer. Some of you won't understand what I'm about to say, but my wife will. She knows our conversations in the past. But Brother Hainer, you are in the will of God today, beyond any shadow of a doubt. I wonder if all of the young people could gather in close. If all the guys could come over here, all the ladies over here. And I know we want to be with our friends, but I want House of Prayer, New Beginnings. House of Prayer, New Beginnings. I want us to intermingle. I need one of you young ladies right over here in the middle between these two young ladies. I know this is a bit uncomfortable. But I believe if we're going to make it to heaven, we got to have each other's back. We got to have strength from one another. And there are some things that us as pastors won't know unless God shows us. But everybody in the youth group will know, because it travels fast. And there's going to be times that every single one of you are going to need each other. Other churches are going to need you to be that strong voice in the middle of council when it's all bad. And we're going to need strength. I wonder if you could grab the hand of a young person next to you.
There's a
one more right back there. Yeah, link up, Brother Josh. Good to see you, Brother Josh.
Overlooks life, see. When I'm tossed.
Every single one of you young people and standing in front of me. You don't know the person next to you's story, most likely. You didn't grow up with them. You don't know the things they went through in their life. But God does. And when you become a part of the body of Christ, it's bigger than House of Prayer. It's bigger than New Beginnings Family Fellowship. We are a part of the body of Christ. And you're going to need each other in the future. Some of you young people may be pastoring churches that these individuals are in your churches. Some of you may be on mission trips together. Some of you may be pastoring churches together. You don't know. But today I wonder if we could all begin to just pray for that person next to you, that God would bring strength and would put a hedge of protection about that brother and sister right now, and that God would bind us together with strength and with unity and with power. That God would put an anointing upon them. That God could use them in the Holy Ghost. Now I wonder if there could be some elders. Would you reach their hands towards the front of this congregation right now? In Jesus' name, I'm asking you right now for strength in the Holy Ghost. I'm asking you right now to put a hedge of protection about every young person's mind that's represented in here. God, I'm asking you right now to give them direction in the Holy Ghost, strength in the Holy Ghost. Let them know, God, that it doesn't matter where they came from, what they've done in their life, God, that they matter in the kingdom of God. that you can use them. You can direct every step. God, I'm asking you right now to protect every single mind represented here. That when they go back home on Monday and they walk up and down the aisles of their school and the hallways of their school, that you'll be walking with them, God. In the name of Jesus.
I thank God for the life.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How do you close a service like this? God's good, isn't He? God's good. All of you from New Beginnings Family Fellowship, you could give a hand clap of appreciation to these young people and this pastor. And I want you to look at the number of young people that is here today. And this is the last thing. We got church again here in a little bit. You folks are going to be tired. I'm sure you want to grab something to drink on the way back. Raylan, where you at, sis? She didn't know I was going to do this. Stand right here by Pastor. She's from Plymouth. Her daddy goes to our church. Before service, I said, you are going to love this pastor, and he's in your town. She said, I know where his church is at. Should we tell him the rest of what you told me? She said, I went by that church. And she said, I don't know what happened. She said, but there wasn't very many cars there. She says, and then there was like 80 cars out there. Something's happened there. Did you not tell me that right before church? I know where that church is at, and something's happened, and there's all kinds of cars. She's like, a bunch of cars. You as a church may not know you're being watched, but there's a young lady that comes here every other week. It's in your city, goes to your school corporation. She's watching. And they're noticing. And you may not realize it, but Raylan notices. And God notices. Thank you, Raylan. So I ask you to keep on keeping on. As young people, get in behind your man of God. Work with him every step of the way. Tonight, all of us from New Beginnings, any of you, I know some of you live 30 minutes, 40 minutes the other direction. But if you live in the Knox area, you live in the Winnemac area, and you want to make the trip over, they've all made a trip over here. If you can make it to the House of Prayer tonight, it's right on Highway 30, right in the edge, just on the other side, right at the edge of Plymouth. If you go over the Viaduct, past Walmart, it's on your right-hand side. We will be preaching up there tonight. But if you can make it over, let's go support that church and lend a hand on the other direction. And I believe we're going to have a powerful move of God tonight. How many believes we're going to hear from God?
Amen.
I don't believe God's done yet today. Hug your brothers and sisters next. Tell them you love them. And we'll see you on Wednesday night or see you at House of Prayer tonight. God bless you. Thank you once again.